Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, one of the best photographers in mid-Michigan, one of my favorites, and that is Terry Shaver, and she represents the Oldham Project, and in particular, we're talking about the Be Bold, Feel Beautiful campaign for cancer patients. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this and what your inspiration for this project was.
Well, my goal was to reach women in the community to make them feel very beautiful when they don't feel very beautiful at all. And I started that because my sister-in-law lost both of her sisters to breast cancer within a couple years. Mm-hmm. And it was a tragic, tragic time.
And now we have more than 50 Lansing area women who've already been photographed for Be Bold, Feel Beautiful. But
yes.
You're not done.
No, we're not done. I actually got scheduled almost 10 more today just because of the publication yesterday in the Lansing State Journal.
Good. Well, let's see if we can help and get a couple more for you.
That would be fabulous.
All right. Tell us what this project is designed to do.
Well, we're trying to empower women and embolden them and make them less fearful of the process of cancer treatment. And all they need to do is make an appointment. They come into the studio. They have the option of getting some free makeup pampering from Douglas J. And then they come into the studio. We have a great time. And I make them feel very beautiful. And if anybody's been to the website, they can see how amazing these women look. And then they receive a CD with retouched images on it with a copyright release, and they can use these images for anything they want.
The website we are talking about is the oldhamproject.org, O-L-D-H-A-M project.org, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they just need to click on Be Bold, Feel Beautiful, and they can see pictures of almost every woman that we photographed so far.
All right. We talk about the law of unintended consequences, and you are doing this for the women themselves, but my guess is that you're also opening some eyes in the community for people who have images or stereotypes of cancer patients saying, wow, she looks great.
Absolutely. These women feel amazing when they leave here, and I'm hearing things like, does everybody feel this good when they leave? Or I can't believe how beautiful I really am. And until they see their pictures in the back of the camera, they don't realize it. And there are stereotypes. And people assume sometimes, especially with younger cancer patients, that they did it on purpose, that they shaved their head on purpose. And it's been, it was really unfortunate that we had a 26-year-old come in and some really nasty things were said about her that she overheard. And it was cruel things. And until you walk in these shoes, you don't know what somebody's going through.
Yeah, let's hope that was certainly the exception, not the rule.
Right.
Some people obviously very insensitive in a situation like that. But
right.
What about the overall reaction to these photographs?
The reaction from the women, from their family and friends, and from people in the community has been amazing. These women are happy. They're feeling empowered. They're feeling bold. Most of them, after their pictures, and they see how amazing they look, are going without their wigs and their hats, mm-hmm. which is the whole purpose of this. And we're getting such a positive response from retailers and businesses in the community that want to partner with us. It's very exciting.
All right. September is prostate screening month, and October is breast cancer awareness month, correct?
Correct.
All right. In terms of what that means with these photographs, and you have an exhibit, these are, what, 20 by 24?
They will be. We're looking for retailers or businesses in the community to host a 20 by 24 poster print on an easel. It won't take up very much room, and we're hoping that we have enough places step forward that we can create a map. And then anybody can pick up a map at any of these locations and follow the trail from place to place to be able to see all the images.
Well, I would think a lot of businesses might want to be on that map.
I would think so. And that would draw a lot of people
that,
in.
They've seen 15 or 20 of them. They want to see the rest of them.
That's right. That's right. And they are very powerful. They're moving and they're impactful images.
All right. Now, you're partnering with Susan G. Komen for the Cure Mid-Michigan here, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. What's the role of Adams Outdoor in this?
Adams Outdoor is providing billboards starting on October 4th. These images are going to be used on billboards in the Lansing area to bring a visual awareness to breast cancer or any kind of cancer. We're just using October as the vehicle to get these images out to the community.
Okay. Photographer Terry Shaver, our guest from the Oldham Project, a nonprofit organization that provides free portraits to people suffering from life-threatening illnesses. And we're talking about the Be Bold, Feel Beautiful campaign for breast cancer patients. You have more than 50 so far, but you're going to be busy in the next couple of days, right?
I think I'm going to be very busy for the next couple of weeks.
Okay. And the goal here, you might wind up with what, close to 100 if it all works out?
I'm hoping that we get close to 100. That would be amazing.
All right. We gave the website address again, theoldhamproject.org, but also a phone number. If someone would either like to schedule an appointment to have their photograph taken, and you're in very good company if you do, or to host one of these portraits along the map route that you mentioned, and what is that number?
It's 517-256-0490.
517-256-0490. And Terry, when you're finished with this, as soon as you're done, we've had a little restructuring at Sport Magazine, and I have another assignment for you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jack.
All right. We will be right back, and we're going to be talking in just about 5 minutes with Fred Heumann, sports director of WLNS TV6. And I guess he kind of gets a night off tonight, Scott. Fred does the videos every year for the honorees, the video presentations, and they are awesome in and of themselves. I just would like to watch them one right after the other for all the honorees. So actually, I'm going to suggest to him, we should put that together as a 30-minute special for WLNS at some point, because I think it would be a great addition to the lineup of specials that Six Sports does. But Fred Heumann will be with us live from the Rock Financial Showplace down in Novi with the induction class, the 2010 class for the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. We'll be right back on Ebling and You.